What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Happy New Year, you guys. Oh my gosh, here we are. My annual program where you get to ask your vibe of the new year, which is way cool. You only get to do that on this program because otherwise they make you ask me a specific question. I want to give you a little bit of an overview of what 2020 means before I get started. And part of the reason why I wanted to do the program today is because today lands on the 4th, right? This powerful year is a 4 in numerology. So if you add 2020 together, just the digits 2 and 2, they equal 4. If you multiply 2 times 2, they also equal 4. If you put the 2 numbers together, they're 22. 22 is a master number of foundation. So what you do in 2020 sets the tone for the entire new year. But then it also sets the tone for what happens in the next 10 years. So this is where you get your emotional, physical, spiritual, and financial houses in order. Air, water, fire, earth. You get them all in order. You can't build a house without a good concrete foundation. You can, but it won't be as solid. So this is all about you tapping into and agreeing with the vibration of what is my concrete balance foundation moving forward. Just saying. Okay, now I am taking the phone calls in the order they come in. You're only going to get a few minutes with me on the air. So I'm going to assume that every one of you that's on hold right now wants your vibe of the new year. Unless you want to ask me a question, which if you want to ask me a question, just say I want to ask a question. Otherwise, I'm going to assume that every single one of you on hold right now just wants your vibe of the new year. So I'm going to go to area code 310. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Brittany speaking. I'd like to ask a question, if possible.
Sure. No worries. What's your question?
Thank you so, so much. I broke up with my boyfriend of 2 years and 5 months yesterday, and it's been quite tumultuous, and I just wanted to see the energy that you're picking up around this relationship and what he's maybe thinking and feeling.
Well, I'm seeing two fellas here. So what's the birthday of your guy?
He's April 13th, 1976.
Okay. So here's the thing. For whatever – oh, and by the way, he resonates to a 4 in numerology because 1 and 3 adds up to 4. there is something here where he may be looking at you as though he's either afraid to live up to your expectations or he's not good enough to live up to your expectations. So your question is, am I going to hear from him? This is saying the only way you actually get to talk to him is if you reach out and you're tired of doing that.
Yes.
Okay. You're tired of paving the way for him to be a good boyfriend. And so
right.
I'm actually seeing two fellas here. I'm seeing one guy, he's okay, but he's a little cheap. And then I'm seeing the other fella I really like. The guy I really like is somebody that you don't actually present your sexual energy to. The fact that you're cute, the fact that you, you know, can rock a dress like nobody's business, that's not why he's attracted to you. He's attracted to you because he can talk to you. So this is a relationship that starts with all the right reasons, and that intimate interaction is the bonding of the fact that you are intellectually, spiritually, and emotionally aligned. Then you can be intimate. And this guy is really definite on that. Now, I wouldn't call him, you know, super religious or anything like that. He's just got a very, very high standard for who he's going to let his guard down with and who he's going to be intimate with. It's really an interesting thing because when he's intimate with someone, it means that he's planning a future with her.
Oh.
So, unfortunately, a lot of women do relationships the other way. They're pretty, they're attractive, they basically throw their sexual energy out there first and then see, you know, roll the dice basically and see if the relationship's going to be something more substantial. But I'm actually asking you, because this is a foundation year in 2020, for you to
right.
actually look at the fact that you like the guy before you sleep with the guy. So that
okay.
might mean you date him for 3 or 4 months, months, not weeks, months, before you
okay.
actually decide that it gets close that way. Because I'm telling you, this guy,
mm-hmm.
I'll go back to your question in a second, but this new guy that I really like is somebody
mm-hmm.
that would slay dragons for you.
Wow.
And that is a direct contrast from your boyfriend.
Right.
And
wow.
Brittany Galpal, you are ready for that relationship. So
yes.
the way you're going to meet that guy is not in a club, all right? You're not going to meet him in a bar. You're going to meet him by doing something that makes you feel better physically. So I don't know if that's a hiking group or a biking group, or you take up indoor rock climbing, or you decide to do kickboxing, or you decide to take up yoga and kickboxing, whatever it is. You're going to meet this guy because he does take care of his body just like he takes care of everything else. So is he
okay.
cute? Abso-frickin-lutely. By the way, I think he's going to have blue eyes and kind of light brown hair. And when
okay.
he looks at you, it almost feels like he's looking into you.
What? Wow.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my God, you're something special. And you know what? That's what you've been craving from your boyfriend, and you're not, let's say ex-boyfriend. Now, that's what we're craving from the ex-boyfriend. And after almost 2.5 years of being with someone, he should have stepped up at this point. And if
yeah,
he didn't, you know what, cut your losses, move forward, realize he was just a transition relationship, and move forward into where I actually see is your potential.
Okay.
All right, Brittany, thanks for the call. See ya.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Mona. Thank you so much.
Okay, Happy New Year. Okay, bye.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 212. Hi, 212. Who's this?
Yes, hi, Mona. This is Bryn. Bryn from New York City.
Hi, Bryn from New York City. Do you want a question or your New Year overview?
Yeah, I just want to see anything about this year. How is it going to go for me?
All right, let's see what it says for you. Hold on. By the way, how did you find my program? Did you just see it on Blog Talk?
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
So you have two very, very powerful cards here. The first card talks about from a place of pain comes a new beginning. So it may be that you came out of a really tough 2019 and maybe even also 2018. So now that you've been shown what you don't want in these last 2 years, it's time to step forward toward what you do want. So the funny thing is that is that it's really just a step. Because
right.
you have a natural intuitive ability yourself, Bryn. You have the
okay.
ability to look at people and see their true character. And if I'd have gotten a hold of you like right out of high school, I would have told you to go either into psychology or nursing. And the reason for that is because you have this natural clue in and tap into people. And it's something that I wish would have been more supported to you throughout your life.
Thank you.
Because now that you're realizing it, you actually have a card that I call the epiphany card, that you get to a really, really uncomfortable place in a lifetime. And then you go, well, shit, excuse my French, it doesn't have to be this uncomfortable.
Right.
All right? So what right. that means is you no longer drink the Kool-Aid of discomfort. You literally
yeah.
put that Kool-Aid aside and you start drinking clear, beautiful water. And what it's saying here is that these next 6 months are very powerful for you. Between now and the end of June, what it's saying is that not only do you find a work that you like, or you decide to embrace the current work you're doing now in a more loving way, it's also saying here that you're redefining what, and this is like a big thing, but in 2020, you are redefining what love means to you.
Great.
So you have, I'm going to tell you your power number moving forward this year is the number 6. And I'm going to add that to the number 4, which is the vibration of this year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give
right.
you two numbers. The number 1, take care of yourself first, all right? And
right.
the number 6, what do you love? So if your job is, if you're in a situation right now where your job is something that just pays the bills, and
right.
for whatever reason you haven't found the new job yet, I want you to keep looking for the thing you love. That means that you have to do the thing you love, whatever
right.
activities that are. That is, outside of work. And you
sure.
have to engage with people. There's
right.
a woman here, dark hair, light eyes, that is, she's very petite. And there's something about her that she helps pave the way for you toward what you really want. And it's
okay.
funny because I'm telling you to focus on love, but I'm not talking about romantic love. I'm talking about what do you love? Because it could be puppies and kittens. It could be progressing and enhancing and developing your own spiritual gift. But what
right.
it's saying here is you have to love it first.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
Wonderful.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you
That's
later.
Great.
Okay,
okay,
bye.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Happy New Year. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 780 area code. Hello, 780. Who's this?
It's Jay calling from Canada. Happy and prosperous blessings
oh,
for
hey.
You in 2020.
And
hey.
Same to you. All right, let's see what the cards want to tell you for your 2020 overview.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Oh, okay. So this is a funny series of cards. It literally says it's time to break any bad habits that are distracting you from your purest essence. So, because you have two cards here that are very, very curiously interesting. The first is the breaking free from addiction card, all right? And the second is I'm going through the motions card. And I'm going to tell you what the traditional meaning of both of these cards are, because it's interesting to me. So you have, in traditional tarot, there's a card called the devil, and then there's a card called death, all right? You have them both reversed, which means when you get the devil card reversed, it means you are disengaging from the devil. So you're disengaging from anything that is working against or dimming or hiding your light in any way at all right? So it's sometimes I call it the breaking addiction card, all right? Then when you get this rebirth card reversed, what it means is that you've been delaying your own stepping into the spotlight. You have been going through the motions of things. And what it's saying now, which is why your cards are so amazing, is you get into the own story of your journey, and your journey ends up healing other people as well as yourself. So I actually think that this would be the year to write the screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
Your power number for the year is the number 9, which is a number of completion, right? Well, if you add that to the number 4, right, it adds, it's 13. You reduce it to 1 and 3 equals 4. This is a very powerful year for you to complete something incredibly spiritual that's also intimately connected to your journey. So a screenplay is a minute a page. The woman that won Best Original Screenplay for the movie Juno was a stripper. She won the Academy Award for that. And out of the blue, she had this amazing story. It ended up being a wonderful movie. If you've never seen the movie Juno, it's just delightful. It's a really great story. The thing is that you have that in you, and you haven't given yourself permission to do anything with it. So what it's saying is that your big vibration for 2020 is to step in your spotlight and tell your story. Now, it could be something you even do verbally. You might sign up for Toastmasters, you know, where you live, and decide that I'm going to get very good at public speaking. You decide that I'm going to get very good at public speaking. I'm going to be able to tell my story without getting upset, but being motivating about it. But I get screenplay. And the way to write a screenplay is you set the scene, you do the dialogue. A screenplay is a minute a page. So a 2-hour movie is 120 pages. You could blow that out in a week. You know you could. It's just a question of sitting down and actually doing it. But your big story is breaking the bad habit of being distracted by anything out there that dims your light. That's your story, because it's your own personal adventure. It's exactly what you did. You see? And most people don't know how to untangle it, but you do. And that's why you're supposed to do that. But it's a screenplay, not a book. And and you may send it off to Netflix, or you might find a producer or an actor that can play you. You see what I mean?
Yep.
But it's saying here, if not now, when, my friend, you're ready. You're ready to step into your light. You're ready to allow the light to shine through you. These are big cards you got, my friend.
Oh. Well, thank you much for the message for this year.
And you're ready.
Plate this year.
but this is the big year for you, because you're not going to be afraid to step into your spotlight. And when you step into your spotlight, not only does it's the sort of the last healing for you, but it also helps to heal other people.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Many blessings to you and everybody
and
else on the line. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 614 area code. Hello, 614. Who's this?
Hello, this is Filson from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, Filson. What's your question for me today? Do you want the question or the New Year's overview?
New Year's overview.
You got it. Okay. So there's a fella here that's coming up in your cards that I really like. He's a bit on the goofy side. So he's got he's somebody that just enjoys life because he gets to be here. You know, it's like there was a commercial that they showed over the holidays, and it shows a guy waking up and he goes, "Oh, I'm alive," right? And then he goes out to his driveway and his old 10-year-old car is wrapped up like a present. "I have a car," right? And then he goes and goes, "Oh my God, breakfast." You know, and all of these things he's looking at with fresh eyes. He's looking at everything that is going on with him as though it's a gift that he gets every single day, all right? What I'm getting is that he's supposed to teach you that every moment in life really is a gift. That's why they call it the present, right? So what it's saying here for you is you're about to meet this fella. Now, I'm not sure it's romantic at all, because what I'm actually getting is that this feels like a very, very good friend, and he might even be gay. But what I'm getting is that you become so close to this person because he has this very refreshing way of looking at life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, there's an old movie out there. Did you ever see the movie Disclosure with Demi Moore and Michael Douglas?
No.
Okay. It's an old movie. You may not have seen it, but, well, older movie. And when you do see it, you're going to crack up with the way they do the internet and stuff because it's, you know, at the time it was like, you know, the thing. But it's so old now, you're going, oh, my God, they still use AOL. Ah, geez. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing that movie up is there's a repeating message in the movie that I want to give you. And the repeating message is solve the problem, all right? So you're coming out of a year where it feels like you were walking around in a fog. You're coming out of that year. And now you're going into, okay, what's the most important thing? Now, the most important thing that I'm going to pick up for you and tell you is communication. You have to say what you want without being, you know, the B word about it, without being coquettish. It's not about you mincing words. It's saying, I want fill in the blank, all right? The interesting thing here is that I think that you keep underestimating what you're capable of because the universe keeps testing you by throwing very highly emotional things at you, either things that make you very sad or things that make you very angry. And then you do something at that moment. Well, what I'd like you to do moving forward is it's not about waiting till things get really bad and you have to take action, like your back's up at the against the wall and then you have to take action. I want you to be proactive, not reactive. Do you see what I mean? But
yes.
This fella, this young man that's your, he might even be like a year younger than you, but this young man is trying to get you out of the bad habit that you've been in for the last couple years. And the bad habit is that you think you don't have control of your life when, in fact, you actually really do. I would highly recommend that you get my little guide, 9-Day Energy Reset, and decide to start it on the 10th of January because it's a 9-day ritual you do to see how powerful you are.
Okay.
And it's about time you actually agreed with the idea of how powerful you are. You see what I mean?
Yes.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 519 area code. Hello, 519. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Jennifer.
Oh, hi, Jennifer. You want your new year overview?
You betcha.
Okay. You betcha. You're so funny. That's such a Midwestern statement. You betcha. Okay.
Betcha.
Okay. You have two cards here that I absolutely love. I do not want you to be distracted by romantic love at all this year. It's not that it won't happen. It will. But I want it to be so obvious by the person presenting himself to you that you don't have to work hard at it, right? Instead, you have two cards that I absolutely love. There's the card of this new adventure that you're about to go on connected with either work or spirituality, but it's a new adventure that's being presented to you. It's a little scary because you've never done it before, all right? And then the next card is all these blessings are falling on you. Now, I would say accept every invitation this year. If you've never seen the movie Yes Man, watch the movie Yes Man and kind of take some tips from that. This is not about you holding back and hanging out your house and binge-watching Netflix. It's not that year for you. This year is accept everything new. Try shit that's new. Because it's saying here it leads you to the exact adventure that you want to be on moving forward, right? So you've got this card that talks about your life purpose. You haven't quite filled it out in your head yet. You haven't quite figured it out. But what it's saying is by you accepting all of these new invitations and trying stuff that you've never done before, it presents itself to you. So all I want you to do is 90% of success, as Howard Stern said, is showing up. So you just show up, all right? And because you've been in the habit of working too hard, I'm actually asking you to not work that hard. Just be open to what's being presented to you. Because according to what I'm getting here, what's about to be presented to you shifts your perspective in a huge way by the end of this year. And I'm actually going to give you the power number four, all right? I talked about at the beginning of the program. Your power number is four. So you ask yourself the question, does what I'm about to do benefit me spiritually, emotionally, physically, or intellectually? All right? If the answer to any of those is yes, then you do it. Even if it's to find out what you don't want. But it's saying you've been on this year and a half journey to get to your purpose, your life purpose. So what's going on now is the foundation you're building toward that. So if you don't feel as, I'm just going to use this as an example, if you don't feel as vital health-wise, do the thing that's going to make you feel stronger and more vital.
Good. Okay.
Okay. So we may start with that. But I'm telling you, these two cards, you have the going on a brand new adventure and that blessings are falling on you. Look for the blessings that are just falling on you because that's the universe trying to get your attention. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Mona. Have a good year.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 602 area code. Hello, 602. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Evelyn.
I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Evelyn.
Ellen?
Evelyn.
Okay, what's your question? Do you want your New Year overview or do you want a question?
Overview.
Okay, you got it. Yeah, your phone's breaking up a little bit, which is why I still didn't hear your first name. So I'm on a landline, so don't worry about it. I'm still going to give you the right message. So what it's saying here is you have three cards that are incredibly powerful, and then you have three cards that are about you letting go of the past. So here's the thing. You have so many you have this old tape that's going in your head right now that literally says, stop holding yourself back because of something somebody told you. And I know that sounds like the weirdest thing for me to start your reading with, but somebody told you something and you believed it. And it is so not true. You know, it's say that in the circus they train an elephant by having them on a leash, right? Well, that same leash, when they get older, they could break it by the time they get older because they're that strong. But they believe the leash will hold them. Well, you're about to break the leash. So whatever old thoughts, old things that you've been dealing with that are no longer true and never really were true, it's time for you to actually doubt it. So the next time a negative thought jumps in your head, I want you to say, no, that's not true. Or a limiting thought jumping in your head, no, that's not true. Because what I'm seeing here is you have three cards that talk about, so those are the little cards that came into your reading. But then the next three cards are super powerful. Your own intuitive gift, your ability to handle a lot of disruption. So instead of fighting disruption and chaos that's around you, I want you to embrace it. Because what it's saying is it's leading you to why you're here in this lifetime. And then the conclusion card in your reading, again, number four, I want you to look up a card called the Rebel in the Osho Zen Tarot deck, or look up a card called the Emperor in traditional tarot. It's a major card, and it resonates the number four. It means you being you, without breaking any laws, you being you as authentically as you possibly can relax yourself into being, all right? You came in this lifetime to do some big stuff. And because you've been playing this old tape in your head, you've kind of been shirking your duties. You're supposed to do big things, my friend, huge things. And I want you to read about those cards on the internet, either the Rebel card on the Osho Zen Tarot or the Emperor card on in the traditional tarot. But the combination of cards you have are you being comfortable with disruption because it's your gift, your own intuitive ability, and this card saying, I'm going to do it the way I know is spiritually right.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, girl. Big
All
cards
right.
for you. Thanks for the reading. Thanks for calling. Okay,
bye. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, see, her phone was kind of breaking up. I really couldn't hear half what she was saying. All right, I'm going to go to area code 951. Hello, 951. Who's this?
Hi, it's Nathaniel. How you doing, Mona?
Hi, Nathaniel. Nice to talk to you. All right, let's see what the new year wants to bring you.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you have one of my favorite cards in your reading, and it's so funny because you've been ignoring it, right? And it's because you kind of got yourself into a little bit of an emotional slump in 2019, and it's time for you to literally pull yourself up by the short hairs and get out of it. And the way out of it is your own creativity. So here's my favorite card. In traditional tarot, this is a card called the Empress. In my deck, it's called creativity. But it literally means that your creative force is the path that leads you to your happiness. So whether that's writing or performing or baking or musical instruments or whatever it is, it's time for you to be creative. Now, I love this card because the easiest way to be creative in my mind is to just start writing. And for you, I actually think that your tap into your intuitive ability would be automatic writing. So it would be where you sit down with a piece of paper and you, without judgment, you just start putting words on the paper. Not in a structured sentence, but just words. And you could start it out with a mind mapping where you actually put down a power word right in the middle of the piece of paper. Like, let's use the power word of love, the most powerful force in the universe. And then you write down a word that complements that word, right? So it could be you write down the word love and then you put down puppy. Because that's puppies and kittens are the ideal expression of unconditional love. Right there, puppies and kittens, right? So you basically start creating a word tree based off that root word of love. And then you might end up writing a story as a result of it. It's funny because I told someone at the beginning of the program that they need to vibrate to the word love, right? And it's not romantic love. It is what do I love? And here's the funny thing with you, Nathaniel, is that you have to love without taking on the burdens of other people, all right? So it doesn't mean love and then you buy people groceries every week. It doesn't mean that. It means love, and you love the fact that they're on their own journey too. So it's your love journey. It's their love journey. And it's almost as if I want you to wake up in the morning and say two things to yourself. First, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, how can I work in love today?
Okay.
This is
how
big
stuff
for you.
How can I work in love
you.
Today and I accept
yeah.
my blessings?
I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. And how can I work in love today? You know, the funny thing is that if people took just 2 seconds longer when they looked at the barista at Starbucks or when they got their Big Mac at McDonald's or when they went to Jack in the Box and got their 4 tacos as a snack in the middle of the afternoon, if they looked at the person at the counter just 2 seconds longer, they would see that we're all connected. We're all connected.
Right. Yeah.
And your big message is that we're all connected. So when somebody is amazingly nice and kind to you, it lifts your spirit. When someone is, you know, a bitch or a dick, it sinks your spirit.
It does.
It's because we're all connected.
Chris, that's right.
So the last thing I want to tell you before I let you go is that you've got to get out of the habit that the world's working against you, and instead
okay.
go into the vibration that everything's working for you.
Right.
You know,
it's
funny because there's a guy that writes an astrology column called Free Will Astrology, Rob Bresny, right? And he wrote a book, and in the book he actually says, I can't remember the name of the book. I even have it. I just can't remember it right off the top of my head. But it's Rob Bresny, freewillastrology.com, right? He has this statement in there that the universe is conspiring to make you happy.
Yeah.
And sometimes when the universe conspires to make you happy, you go through some pretty crappy stuff because you have to go through it. And there are people that they use the crap as their identity their whole life, right? So they roll around in their crap. They smell like crap. You don't want to be around them because it's like, oh, my God, somebody's going to talk about their woes again. It's like Eeyore on Winnie the Pooh, right? Or there are people that have had the crap in their life and they've stomped it down and used it as fertilizer. Some of the most successful people on the planet didn't start out that way.
Right.
And
right. And
you're
they just let the stuff in the universe come to them by their creativity or doing the right thing, you know?
Exactly. Which is why I wrote 9-Day Energy Reset, because it's exactly the method for you to relax into your power. It's like, it's the cost of a latte. It's like $6. And you can get it either hard copy or download it. But all I'm trying to tell you is that if you're not going to do it now, when are you going to do it? Just saying.
You're going to do it now. Going to do it now.
I'm so proud of you. All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Hey, thanks, Mona. Happy New Year.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. Happy New Year. All right, I've got somebody here from the 860 area code. Hello, 860. Who's this?
Mona, it's Alma. I haven't talked to you in so long. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry, say your first name again.
It's Amla from Connecticut.
Oh,
Remember
Amla.
Me?
Hi, Amla.
It's been so long.
I know. Where you been?
I've been
on the air since 2003. So where you been?
I don't know. I've been writing a book. My book is it got launched in October. I've been so busy.
Oh, how cool
is that? It was a good year for me. Yeah, I'm really excited. So I'm looking
forward to
2020.
The vibration of 2019 was creativity.
Yes.
And it's funny because creativity is a person's getting their, you know, power on about actually being creative. But it also means that the universe was super creative at getting your attention.
Absolutely.
So meant both. So, okay. Yeah, actually, I think, okay, I'm still getting a screenplay. I think your book needs to be a screenplay. So on the heels of you writing the book, I would turn around and also write the screenplay and then have a ghostwriter that does screenplay, like, you know, I guess, what's the word? Refining. To have them look at it after you get it done. Remember, minute a page, right?
Okay.
Minute a page. 120 pages
of
screenplay, two-hour movie. All right. What your cards are saying here is let people help you. This is not a no, I can do it myself year. It's a it's a how can I help you, how can you help me year for you, all right?
Okay.
You have the most powerful card in the entire deck for success.
Yeah.
And in traditional tarot, it's called the World. All right.
Okay.
So this is the best card in the deck. It's in a position where it says you need somebody else to help you do it. So that's why I'm telling you, don't go into the no, I can do it myself vibe. Instead, go into how can we help each other? All right.
Okay.
Because you've waited a long time to get to this point where you actually feel proud of yourself about your accomplishment. You know, spirit guided you to get here. And now just need to keep weeding your garden. And that means get rid of the elements or people that seem to still want to put you in the past.
That's right. Yes.
Okay. So you go through your garden and you go, oh, well, there's Sally Sue I knew from high school, And wow, what a pain in the ass she is. I'm weeding her from my garden. I'm serious. Because because here's the thing, is that when you allow old vibrations in, there's a part of your spirit that aches as a result of it. And so what it's saying here is that the last little thing you need to do, and the two biggest messages I'm giving you for the new year, let people help you, the first one, and freaking weed your garden. Because it's saying you're going to be on a two-year journey that's starting pretty much now. I mean, it started a little bit toward the end of 2019, and you feel it. But these next 2 years are about you having the experience of your definition of success.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Okay, but it's you, Amla, it's you weeding your garden. It's you getting rid of any limiting thoughts. And, you know, it's funny because there's an amazing clinical hypnotherapist here, and she owns an organization called Danius Dynamics, and she does group hypnotherapy, right?
Uh-huh.
And what she does is teach people how to get inside themselves to where they know what's most important.
Right, right.
And so she's again, one of the premier clinical hypnotherapists in Vegas. And by the way, I just did an intuitive showcase on the 2nd where I brought together some amazing readers for a showcase. And that is intuitiveshowcase.com. And you can read about Danius Dynamics on that page. So it's on that website.
Okay.
So you might want to take a look at that, because what I keep getting here is that the two things, let people help you weed your garden.
Okay.
Because you're realizing that there's nobody in the world like you, and your spirit, your mind is finally agreeing with your spirit that that's true.
That's right. And writing the book really was the healing part. You were talking to somebody else about, you know, the last part of healing is to share it. That's exactly it. I mean, the book was huge for me. Huge.
Right.
Is being out there. So
is it on Amazon?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Okay, well, go ahead and plug it. What's the name of your book?
Okay, I Am Legally Blind, so it's creative. It's EYE, the body part I with a view. So EYE with a view. And it's an ebook, and it's on Amazon.
Right.
It's on Barnes & Noble. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so proud of you. But I get screenplay.
I can't wait.
I really do.
I know this is going to – it's timing. I think you talk about this too, is divine timing is it, as well as – as long as I'm doing the right things, and the weeding out started, you're right, in November, December, I was weeding out that garden like nobody's business. So I really feel like I'm on the tail end of it. Do you feel that too within this? Like,
oh,
is
totally.
It gonna end?
That's why you got the cards you got. Because
It's
saying here, let people help you. Because here's the thing. People are helping you because they want to help you, not because they feel sorry for you.
Exactly.
They want to help you because they see something bigger and more spiritually based and more profound with you.
Yes.
So there you go. All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call. Awesome to hear from you.
God bless. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, see ya. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Christopher. Happy New Year.
I'm sorry. Say your name again.
Christopher.
Oh, hi, Christopher. I'm so happy you got on the program today.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. All right, let's see what the new year wants to tell you.
Thank you.
So you have the number 8 repeating in your reading, which is interesting because, you know, if you look at this year as a power year of number 4, 2 times 4 is 8, okay? So there's going to be dual things that happen for you. So if something good happens, there's going to be something good that happens on the tail end of that, all right? So it's not just one good thing. It's two good things. The reverse of that's also true. So if there's something kind of crappy that happens, like, you know, you missed paying your Nevada power bill, right? Something else might happen that's sort of similar to that. Both of those are designed to just get your attention, all right? But you have the number 8 card here repeating, which I'm going to tell you your power number is the number 8. If you turn the number 8 on its side, it's the infinity symbol. So what you're doing in 2020 is going to set the tone for your legacy, for your signature in this lifetime. It's going to set the tone for what you do moving forward. Here's the thing. Your power card right smack in the middle of your reading is a card that talks about your own genius mind. And your assignment is to go to the dollar store and buy a little notepad for a dollar, all right? And every time a good idea comes to you, write it in that book. Because I'm literally going to – there's a woman, and I can't remember the name of the author, so forgive me on this, but she wrote a book or a series or a vibration called The 5-Second Rule. And the 5-Second Rule is in essence this. When an amazing idea comes to you, when a thought comes to you, when an inspiration comes to you, you have 5 seconds to act on it. So you either write it down or you get up, you put your shoes on, and you go for that 1 mile walk, whatever it is, okay? But it's the 5-second rule that if you don't take action on something that comes to you from the universe within 5 seconds, it'll go. It's gone, all right? And I really want you to get in the habit of writing down these ideas, even if they seem a little weird or stupid at the time, okay? Because
that's okay, because I like weird and stupid.
Okay, because you've kind of been in the habit of doing things the hard way, and you're about to learn how things can happen the easy way. Now, when they happen the easy way, don't dismiss it or undervalue it, because what this is saying is that you've spent the last 10 years getting to this point where things are supposed to be easier for you. And part of it is working the political environment around you to your favor. So if you know there's someone that can help you, you become acquainted or friends with them, all right? Because you're not supposed to be in the habit of doing things the hard way. Nobody is really jealous of you. And you're not really jealous of anybody else. As soon as you get to this one vibration, and I'm going to share this with you. I've said this before, that my meaning of life is 3 things. Nobody does what I do the way I do it. So you say that to yourself. This applies to everybody, by the way. It's not just me, but this is my meaning of life. Nobody does what I do the way I do it. The people that are meant to find me will find me, which is why you're all lined up on this radio program right now, all right? People are meant to find me will find me. And the last one, and this puts you right in the moment where you have all the power in the universe, pay attention. So you're not supposed to coast this year, Christopher. You're actually supposed to engage this year.
I'm ready to show up and participate.
I'm very proud of you because it's time. You know,
it is.
And the nice thing, too, is you live here in Vegas, so I can actually refer you to this wonderful church. And they're not – I hate using the word church because it's more of a spiritual gathering than a church. But there's the Desert Spiritualist Church on Desert Inn, kind of near Polaris. And it's all about enhancing your own intuitive ability.
That's awesome.
It's a lovely, lovely organization of people. And for you, it gets you out of isolating yourself – and into connecting with people. So that's where I would start if I were you.
I'll do it.
All right. And then tell my friend Lynn when you get there that I sent you.
I will. Thank you.
All right, Christopher. Thanks for the call. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay. Bye. All right, you guys, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right. I'm going to go to area code 415. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hi. Happy New Year. It's Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. You want your New Year overview or do you want a question?
Can you just do an overview of January for me?
Sure.
That would be great. Thank you.
Sure. Now, you don't get to call my program in February and ask the same question.
I understand. Fair enough.
Why people call me for a reading. Hello. Okay, so here's the thing. You have the big vibration number in your cards here is the number one. So it means you have to take care of yourself first. So don't compromise. And by the way, of course, we're resonating to the month number one right now too. But it says don't compromise your own sense of well-being in order to serve somebody else, okay? Because what I keep getting here in your cards is that there's a healing that's supposed to happen with another person, but it's not your responsibility to heal them, all right? So there's a man here that might be asking you to do something that you don't want to do, and he's telling you that it will heal him or make him better in some way. Do not buy it. Do not, in other words, don't drink that Kool-Aid, all right? Because what it's saying here is that no, I really have to focus on what's most important to me right now, what's most important to my business, what's most important to my purpose, all right? But in doing so, there's some folks that do other things that are complementary to yours. So you have two major cards. In traditional tarot, there's a card called the Magician, which means you have all the tools to do what you need to do moving forward, right? But it's also, in my deck, it's called existence. So we come in this lifetime and we decide what it is we're going to build. It's like we're given this pile of clay when we get in this lifetime, and now what do we do with it, right? So you're creating right now what you want to have moving forward, which means you can't have someone siphon off your energy to them right now. However, there are things that you don't know that you're going to be investigating, other businesses, complementary things, spiritual things, things that you tap into that end up making you stronger because of your knowledge of those things. Like I tell people here in Vegas that if they want to start a business to hook up with the folks at SCORE, SCORE, because these people have all been business owners and they can help you with a variety of things, marketing plan, getting your accounting going, all of that. And it's a nonprofit. So it's basically a free service until you actually want them to consult with you. But they'll give you the basics for free, right? Well, what it's saying here for you is that what your plan is moving forward involves you reaching out to other entities in some way. Sometimes when people get this card, I tell them to try four things that kind of scare them a little bit. So whether that's indoor rock climbing or public speaking or deciding that they're going to run a 5K, whatever it is, they're going to do something that is uncomfortable for them. So it's saying tackle the uncomfortable things in the month of January, but make you a priority, not somebody else.
Okay, that's great. I've been definitely thinking about that, me being a priority. I'm trying to do that this weekend, and rather than working, and I can't figure out what to do.
Well,
that's
what
happens if you're a workaholic.
So, here's the thing, is that I like to tell ladies that if the very first thing they should do when they start taking care of themselves is go get a pedicure. And then while the person's working on your feet, maybe massaging your feet or whatever, that you sit there in the moment and just relax into the idea that the world is here to help you. That you're not an island. You're not, you know, it's funny because I told the gal a couple calls ago that let people help you. Well, first, gal pal, you got to fill yourself up. Fill yourself up first. And then everything shifts.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want the chicken tacos at Roberto's, go get the chicken tacos at Roberto's. I'm serious. Okay. In other words, stop.
Thank you.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much. Have a great new year. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. All right. Oh, hold on. So let me get – so I'm really trying to do all these calls in the order that you've called in. So bear with me here. I'm going to go to area code 416. Hello, 416. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Jane. Happy New Year.
Oh, hi, Jane. Happy New Year. Thanks for being on a nice, quiet phone where I can hear you so clearly.
Oh, okay.
Just saying. You want your New Year's overview?
Yes, please.
Okay. So when it's funny because sometimes cards repeat when I'm doing my radio program, and they'll just repeat, right? And none of the cards that you got are repeating cards. They're all like brand new cards. Nobody else today so far has gotten these cards. You have a card where the angels are surrounding you right now. Now, it's not my specialty to actually name angels for you, but it says that you have a cluster of three spirits around you right now guiding you toward what you want, all right? The interesting thing is that I actually think that there's a new, it's an offer that's being presented to you, and it's an ideal offer. So the funny thing is it's being offered by a man. So I don't know if this man's offering you romance or a relationship, or if this man is offering you a job, because the way this is coming, it might even be both, but the way this is coming up is you're about to be presented with a job offer. And the funny thing is that this particular card resonates to the number four. And if you were tuned in at the beginning of the program, number four is the power number for 2020, all right? It's funny because when you get this card upright, it actually means a job offer, but you're not so excited about it. But you have it reversed, which means, and I love to explain it this way, not only is it a job offer that you really want to do, it's like the door flies wide open, the red carpet rolls out, you're wearing the most amazing outfit, your hair is perfect, and the money is, they give you a bag of money and a glass of champagne. Seriously, the door that's about to open for you is either the dream job or the dream relationship. And the funny thing is all you have to do, and I said it earlier in the program, pay attention. So if the job is, if where you are right now for work just is not filling your intellectual or spiritual perspective in the way it should, look for the new job. Update your LinkedIn profile. Put every single thing you've ever done in any job on this job. So if you've never done special events or maybe you did one special event, right, for the job that you're in now, put it on your recap, right? Because once you've done it once, you can do it again, right? Like, I've created all kinds of events in Vegas, and now I'm good at it. I'm, like, really good at it. The thing is that I know how to handle all the details to do it, and I do it really well. And I'm not saying that with ego. I'm just saying that is that what I do is I tap into spirit, and I say, Spirit, am I supposed to do this? And then spirit opens the door. So if that's how I want you to approach those two areas of your life. The first is go into the kind of job that actually sings to your potential. And whatever relationships you're in, look at the relationships to, can I see myself with these, with this person or these people 30 years from now? Because you have the most powerful card of potential right there in your reading. This is the major card. And it literally means your five-year plan, you can be exactly where you want to be in 5 years.
Oh, wow. That sounds exciting.
All right, my friend. Jane, you've got
Thank
this.
You.
These cards are amazing.
Thank you so much.
Do not compromise what you want. Say, I want this, and then take the steps to get it. But it's time for a new job or a promotion. It's time for the kind of relationship you really deserve. You're ready. And again, don't settle. All right, sweetie. Thanks for the call.
Okay, see ya. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Take care.
All right, so I think this is Wendy. Hi, Wendy. Hello, Wendy. Oh, man, you've been waiting a really long time, and I can't hear you. I'm going to put you back on hold and go to the next call. All right, I've got somebody here from the 678 area code. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, this is Regina. It's been a long time.
Hi, Regina. Nice to talk to you. You want your New Year overview?
Sure.
Okay, you got it. Hold on. Okay, so I use the Osho Zen Tarot Deck, all right? And so the Osho Zen Tarot Deck has an extra card in the deck, and it's called the Master, right? So it's the most powerful card in the entire deck. So whenever this card comes up in a reading, and it's the first time today on this radio program that I've seen this card, you have this card, all right? It means a couple things because of its placement. It either means that you're blocking the will of spirit to help you, or you don't believe spirit is helping you.
Yes.
Okay, so having said that, it's saying here, again, and I told someone earlier in the broadcast about this, but I'm going to give it to you too. Every morning you wake up and you say, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. Every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then every night before you go to bed, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. Okay? Because what I'm getting here is that you have the responsibility of participating in your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
That's your responsibility. It resonates to the number four. And in traditional tarot, it's the Four of Wands. The Four of Wands is a very, very joyful card because it means happy news, right? So you have happy news coming in 2020, but you have to participate, which means you have to connect with some new people because the old people ain't working for you anymore.
Right, exactly.
So, so now we have to connect with the new people. But when we do connect with the new people, then you actually really get to see and experience that the universe is working for you.
Wow.
Okay. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it could start with something as easy, quote, quote, easy, because if you've ever tried it, it's actually not. It might be as easy as you deciding, I'm going to take up yoga. I'm going to get good at yoga. I'm going to be able to be so good at yoga that I can do all the poses You see what I'm saying?
Because
if you've ever tried yoga, it's not very easy.
Exactly.
Especially if you haven't been paying attention to your body.
Right.
So, again, it's saying when, and again, this number four element of this year, 2020, resonates the number four. That means balancing earth, fire, water, and air. Earth is money, fire is work, water is emotion, air is spirit. So it's you balancing all of those elements, and that you may make decisions with that in mind. Do these things balance one of those things? Do they make it better? But I'm telling you, you have the most powerful card in the entire deck in your reading, and it literally means relax and allow spirit to move you forward. But it's going to happen through the connections you make with people.
Oh, wow. Wow.
All right,
be
beautiful, beautiful soul. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
New Year. See ya.
Happy New Year to you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, so this is a weird element. So this phone number is coming up twice. So let me see if this is Wendy on this other line. Wendy, are you there? Okay, so I'm going to disconnect Wendy because...
Mona?
She's... Oh, there you are. Okay, so you were on hold for over an hour, and I tried to get you on the air earlier, and it didn't work out. So you want your New Year overview?
Mona?
Wendy?
Yes, Mona? Can you hear me?
Wendy?
Mona?
Wendy?
Mona?
I don't know what's going on with your phone, Wendy. But I keep saying your name, and you keep saying my name. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Do you have a delay on the computer, which is why you're responding in sort of a delayed way?
I don't know what's happening, but I'd love to get an overview.
Okay, so I'm going to start talking right now, and I'm going to tell you what I get for your overview, and then I'm going to hang up because there's this a weird delay, so I'm going to do that right now. So let's see what 2020 wants to tell you, Wendy. Hold on. Okay, so this is saying there's nothing about changing jobs here. It's about trusting that the next year is the journey you actually need to be on in order to have what you want a year from now. So it's saying instead of focusing on trying to escape from where you are, I want you to trust that where you are is exactly where you're supposed to be. Because what I keep getting here in your reading is that because you seem to be fighting your own environment, when in fact the environment around you is actually trying to help you. And so when you switch into the idea that the universe around you, the people around you, the elements around you are all there to help you get to where you want to be in a year or a year and a half, as soon as you relax into that vibration, everything shifts. So instead, what I'd like you to do over this next year is I'd like you to find hobbies or activities that are not about you escaping where you are, but instead things that bring you joy. So it could be you sign up for creative classes at Joann's. It could be that you learn how to play bridge. It could be that you do some things that are a little out of your comfort zone because you've been so focused or even obsessed about the idea that you think you're not supposed to be where you are. According to this, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So instead of fighting it, I'm actually asking you to accept it. Because this year is creating the foundation for where you want to be about a year, year and a half from now. So I hope that helps. Happy New Year, Wendy. See you later. All right, I'm going to go to area code 305. Hello, 305. Who's this?
Happy New Year, Mona. This is Deanna.
Deanna, nice to hear from you. So you want your New Year overview?
Yes, okay. I love to listen to you. Thank you.
You're so sweet. So sweet. Well, you've been listening, I think, ever since I've been on Blog Talk.
Yes, ma'am.
See, I knew that. All right, so
and
I'm drawing
I love the
your
name
five
Joseph.
Cards. Say that again?
I love the name Joseph, the dreamer. So you're, you know.
So funny. Okay. So, all right. All right. Now, you and I have talked about this before. And it's saying here that you've got to connect with people in order to be happy. You've got to let go of the things or the clutter around you that's holding you back. And you've got to actually, okay, so you have a card here that literally talks about blessings falling on you, all right? Several people today have gotten this card. Well, you have this card, and it says your blessings are falling on you, and you keep ignoring them. It's, you know how sometimes when you're sitting there and you're having a cup of coffee and you look out the window and a little bird suddenly lands outside of the window or on a branch outside of the window or flies by and it gets your attention, right?
Yep.
I want you to allow yourself to let people get your attention. So for you, you have an incredibly strong, powerful, intuitive gift yourself, but you don't let it. You're not doing anything to promote it or develop it, all right? And what it's saying here is that the very first card smack in the middle of your reading, and by the way, your power number here is the number one. I told somebody earlier, you got to take care of yourself first. But your power number for this year, besides the number four and creating your foundation, is that you have to take care of yourself first. And that may involve other people helping you to do it. Now, here's something I haven't seen in your cards because I haven't talked to you in a while, but there's a fella here. There's a really nice man here that you could have a relationship with in 2020. He's likely to be a Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio. He's somebody that is probably just retired because he's worked really hard and he's ready to retire or he has just retired. He's not married. There's no weird baggage connected with him. But the funny thing is that the reason why I'm asking you in the month of January to start taking care of yourself and making you a priority and getting rid of clutter is that if you were to meet this man today and you guys, you know, went out on a couple dates and then it would be appropriate for you to invite him over for dinner, right now you wouldn't feel comfortable inviting him over for dinner because whatever's going on in your environment.
Okay.
So basically, I want you to clear your living space as though you're about to invite somebody over. Literally. I want you to clear your living space as though someone's coming to do a appraisal of your house or your whatever, all right? A deep cleaning between now and the end of the month. Because it's saying that the universe is trying to make you happy and bring you exactly what you want. But first, you have to clear away the distractions and make you a priority. So, again, I'm going to mention my this gal that I just love here locally, my friend Tammy, who owns Danius Dynamics. She's very good at getting people to get to what's most important to them spiritually. And it's time for you, Deanna, to address the idea of what is most important to you spiritually. Because you're actually finally ready for that. Finally. And yay. Because you deserve it.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call.
2020 is a year of good vision. 2020 is
okay.
A year of good vision.
Well, not only that, but it's a foundation year. Whatever you do this year sets the tone and the energy for the next 10 years. So I want you to prepare for your happiness. That's why I'm telling you to purge, get rid of. Do not have anything around you that deters from your vibration. You want it to all support your vibration.
Thank you so much.
All right, sweetie, got to go. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 347 area code. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Malvina.
Hi, Malvina. What's your question?
I wanted an overview for 2020.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I get in the habit of asking people, what's your question, when I'm doing my overview show. Oh, what am I talking about? All right, hold on. Let's see. Okay, so there are two men here coming up in your cards. One is being deceptive with you, and you've already started to get that spidey sense or that squirrely feeling that someone's not being totally honest with you, all right? And it's a man, all right? This could be someone you work for. It could be somebody that – it could actually be, you know, a very, very old vibration, like a vibration from your father. But what it's saying here is that you've been fed incorrect information. And it's saying it's time for you to step back from that and start looking at the truth of who you are. So it's saying that somebody is telling you a lie, and it's a man, all right? And it's time for you to actually call it out in your head that that's a lie. You don't have to confront this person or anything. You just have to start telling yourself that whatever this is, it's not true, all right? Then you have this other fella coming up here. And this one I really like. This could be a romantic interest, or it could be somebody that invites you to a job, but it's somebody that's supposed to be close to you in some way. So it's either a friend, a coworker, a boss, or a lover, all right? What I'm seeing here is he's likely to be a Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio. How you know he's here to benefit you is that he doesn't ask you for anything. As a matter of fact, this would be the guy that would go, oh, you need to move? I'll help you move. Oh, okay. You need a new job? I'll help you get another job. Without asking for anything back. This is why I like him. Incredibly easygoing, all right? So I want to tell you, you're going to meet this man this year. But in the meantime, it's saying that now that you've uncovered the truth of things that are not working for you, like it could be that your boss at work told you something that you found out wasn't true. Well, instead of getting angry about it, you just decide to say, you know what, I'm not working for a person that's a liar. So you start looking for another job. This is saying it's very likely you could change jobs in the next 7 weeks, and that would be my first priority for you, according to what I'm seeing in your cards, that you can't live.
I actually got a brand new job that I really enjoy at the end of September.
Oh, well, okay. Did you leave a guy that was a liar? That was there's, because I keep getting this man that, you know, thinks he's all that in a bag of chips and might even be in a position of power that basically lied to you, and that's what motivated you to make a change.
My old employer lied to me, yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I want you to do is I want you to go to your supervisor and say, you know, I've been here now since September. I really love this job. You know, by the way, I'd really love to learn and help in other areas too. I want to learn as much as I can about this industry, whatever it is, all right? So if they do community events, for example, and they're asking people to walk for Susan G. Komen, I want you to be first in line to volunteer and help. If there's a safety committee at your job, join the safety committee and start taking the OSHA classes, which are usually low cost or free in your city, OSHA, OSHA,
yes.
You know, Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Take those classes,
yes.
First aid, CPR, water safety, fire safety, all of that, because what's going to happen is that I actually see that there's this fella you're about to meet, and I'm not sure why he's being presented to you because he's at the end of your cards. So it doesn't give me a romantic indication. It doesn't give me any spiritual indication. It doesn't give me anything except this man is supposed to be a part of your life. That's why I don't know if he's a coworker, a lover, an employer, or just someone that's supposed to be your friend. But you're about to meet him, and what happens is that it almost feels like you've met someone that you've known over many lifetimes, but that's why this one's so powerful.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 781 area code. Hello, 781. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. You want your New Year overview?
Yeah, New Year overview.
Okay, you got it. So, again, whenever I see a card for the first time when I'm doing a whole bunch of readings in a row, I always pay attention to it. And this is my favorite card in the entire deck. I mean, well, I like a lot of cards, but this is my absolute ultimate favorite card. And in traditional, in every tarot deck, it's always called the same thing. And it's a card called the Fool, right? Now, it doesn't mean foolish behavior. It literally means the choice of a spirit to take on a human form in a lifetime. So it's the decision to be incarnated. That's literally what this card means. So you couldn't wait to be here in this lifetime. But what makes the position of your card so remarkable and what I really, really love is that you have the Fool in a position where it means that a door is about to fly open for you. And so if it's a job change, if it's a love relationship, the door flies open, and it's like what I said to someone earlier, that the door flies wide open, they hand you a bag of money, you're wearing an outfit that looks amazing, your hair is perfect, and they give you a glass of champagne. It's so phenomenal for you to step through this door, because then the next card's talking about you blooming into your potential. So it may be a job that feels a little scary or something that you haven't done before, or even a path or something that you try that you've never done before, but that once you do it, it makes you actually get the feeling that you really truly are connected to all things in the world, all right? And it takes away a sense of isolation or loneliness that you're coming out of from 2019 because you're taking your happiness seriously. That's the next card. But I think it's a job offer. I think it's something you find between now and April that you go, oh, crap, that's like my dream job.
Mm-hmm.
And that when you go after it and they meet you and they like you and they go, oh, well, you could totally do this job, Laura. I want it. And you get it. This is an incredibly wonderful year for you to pay attention to what seems to happen by coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Pay attention.
Yep.
And what I said earlier, if you were paying attention, was nobody does what you do the way you do it. People that are meant to find you will find you. And the last one is pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do those three things, you cannot possibly go wrong. All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank
you.
See
you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hello. Hooray. My name is Mindy.
Oh, hi, Mindy. You want your New Year's overview?
Hello. Thank you. Yes, that would be terrific.
Okay. So you have, four out of the five cards you got here are major cards, which means the universe is really doing its best to get your attention. And I'm going to tell you that your power number for 2020, you're still going to pay attention to the number four, but your power number for you is the number seven. Now, if we add the number
mm-hmm.
seven to the number four, it equals 11, which is a master number, all right?
Uh-huh.
Now, when I say all of that, the card that you have here is burning away what's not working for you in a very big, I'm just dumping my past sort of way, all right? So
right.
Anything or anyone or any environment that's just not working for you, it's time to step away, not in a you're dead to me kind of way, but just in a stop giving it attention way. Because the,
mm-hmm.
The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. So when you are
yep.
indifferent to some of the dog and pony shows that people pull out there, if you don't pay attention to it and actually can treat it with a little bit of a sense of humor, everything shifts for you. Because the
uh-huh.
other powerful cards here, by the way, this card I'm referring to is called Awareness in my deck. It's the Chariot in traditional tarot,
mm-hmm.
but it's using the political environment around you to your benefit, right?
Uh-huh.
The other thing it's saying here is trust your intuition, trust the fact that things are going to come out of the blue at you that you don't expect, and step into your spotlight. Warts
mm-hmm.
and all, bad hair day and all, step in your spotlight. Because what it's saying here is that this is an incredibly powerful year for you to not only let go of what's not working for you, but give yourself permission to step into your power and your spotlight. These are huge
mm-hmm.
cards for you. I have just one little thing to tell you. If there's a dude around you that's not stepping up, just step back.
Uh-huh.
That's all. Just step back.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. If he doesn't step forward, he's not supposed to be a part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And okay. The funny thing is that you know, there's a – the movie A Star Is Born has been remade 3 times. It was with Judy Garland, then it was with Barbara Streisand, mm-hmm. and then it was with Lady Gaga. Right?
Lady Gaga, right.
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 The version – all three versions are slightly different, but it boils down to there's a woman who now steps into her power and her spotlight, and there's a dude that mm-hmm. can't handle it. Right? I mean, that's the
yeah,
upshot of
exactly
all three of those movies.
I know exactly who that is.
Okay, right. So
yeah.
there's a woman stepping into her power and potential, and there's a dude who can't handle it. Do not be around
yeah.
people that can't handle your light. That's
mm-hmm.
the big message for 2020 for you. All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. Happy
Thank
New Year.
Thank you very much.
All right. See you,
you
later.
Too. Take
Bye.
Care.
Bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you guys all so much for tuning into my annual New Year Vibration Show. My regular show airs live Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time. I will be back live next Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time and to answer your specific questions. So I'm sorry if I missed you today, but remember that I do private readings, and I'm more than happy to actually spend more time with you in a private session. Thanks again for tuning in, and happy, happy, happy New Year.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.